Harav Gedalia Dov Schwartz, the Jewish world as a whole at every point along the societal spectrum proclaims your praises as one of the great luminaries of our generation. Therefore, it is especially fitting that we celebrate your life and contribution at the Chag HaSmicha by awarding you the Harav Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik Aluf Torah Award, the most prestigious rabbinic award bestowed by our yeshiva. In so doing, we may champion you to these musmachim as a compelling example of what a rabbi can be and what a rabbi must be. Rav Schwartz, in so many ways, you are the quintessential Yeshiva University rabbinic personality, one of our crown jewels. You were born in Newark, New Jersey, to your parents Avram and Pearl Schwartz. At the age of 17, you entered Yeshiva University, pursuing a double major in classical languages and English. How many other classical language and English? There are many of them. They're just too embarrassed to say it. In Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, you gave yourself over to Talmud Torah and began your lifelong love and commitment to learning. It was at this time that Rabbi Soloveitchik Zatzal assumed a critical role as an inspiration in your life. You marveled at his superior intellect and approach to learning. The Rav stood for you as an exemplar of a true gadol, who not only received a secular education, but actively drew on that knowledge in his life and in his learning. You received smicha just yesterday in 1949, and went on to assume rabbinic roles in a wide range of cities, among them Englishtown, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Borough Park in a little place called Brooklyn. In 1986, you accepted your current position as Rosh Beis Din of the Chicago Rabbinical Council and later served concurrently as the Av Beis Din of the RCA. Your reputation as a masterful halachic authority, situated amongst the supreme echelons of the American rabbinate, truly precedes you. You and your colleagues have created a safe and sacred makom at the Beis Din of America and the CRC for addressing shilas and resolving conflicts, exuding halachic authority and concern for kavod habrios. The way in which you conduct yourself daily with integrity, dignity, and compassion makes you truly one of a kind, a true gadol bedorenu. You maintain a measure of accessibility through your wit and charm, which is unique for a person of your stature. Such a method of accessibility that when I wanted to call Rav Schwartz to invite him to receive the honor, I had to reach him in
Iowa,
one of the I states. And he even took my call. You have earned the respect, the esteem, and the love across the denominational gamut. Those in the yeshiva world respect you as a lamdan and as a posek of the highest caliber with an impressive mastery of halacha, while you proudly stand as a religious Zionist. Those in the larger Jewish world respect you for your worldliness and your willingness to engage. And yet you unabashedly adhere to your Torah principles. You stand at a cross-section of multiple constituencies with the unique capacity to build worlds and to bridge worlds within Klal Yisrael. Rav Gedalia Dov Schwartz, we recognize you for all you have done for the Jewish world in championing the ideas and the ideals which stand at the core of our yeshiva. You've nurtured so many of our Talmidim into the capable leaders of tomorrow, and our musmachim will continue to learn from your inspiring example as they venture into the world as clay kodesh of the highest order. It is therefore a profound and personal honor on behalf of Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan to bestow upon you the Harav Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik Aluf Torah Award. Not only suitable for framing, it's framed. So it's
to respond?
Please.
Okay.
Please.
Oh.
First of all, as I did in Chicago, I had to remove my hat because all of these praises have caused me to think of buying a new one because I've got a swelled head. First of all, I recognize the awesome, I call it awesome, a wonderful honor which was given me today, and I humbly accept it. Kvod Rosh HaYeshiva, Dr. Joel, Dr. Lamb, all the members of the Board of Trustees, of course, the Musmachim of 50 years ago, and today's great Musmachim, ladies and gentlemen, I find that receiving this award, which has the name of the Rav, Rabbi Yosef Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik Zal, is sort of a destiny in my history in coming to Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan. And I'll tell you why within the space of a few minutes, because I want you to know, I don't know about the other speakers, but I was given a certain time limit of a few minutes. And as a student of the American rabbinate and being part of American rabbinate, I like to follow those orders. How did I come to Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan in 1942? I was 17 years old. It was my father, Zecheinu Levracha, who was a European Jew from the shtetl Kamenets-Litovsk near Brisk, said to me when there were different people that wanted me to enter another yeshiva. There were other yeshivas at that time, which I don't have to mention. And he said, and we spoke in Yiddish, that was the language in the yeshiva for many years, he said, Dorten, that place, Vu an Einikel, a grandson of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik Zal, is a Rosh Yeshiva, the place where that Rav, he's the grandson of Reb Chaim Brisker, is Leon Teira, he's teaching Teira, Dorten will ich schicken mein Sohn. That's where I'm going to send my son. So here I am. I received the reward, which is connected to the name of the Rav to the Soloveitchiks. And why did he say that? Was it some sort of connection? And the connection was this, because the grandfather, whom I'm named after, Gedalia Dov of Kamenets, was a Talmud in Volozhin Yeshiva. He was in the era when Reb Chaim and the Netziv were both concurrent. They were Rosh Yeshiva. He was a Chevrusa, who later on became a famous Marbitz Teira and also said Shurim here with Reb Shimon Shkop Zal. And later on, when he came back to Kamenets, which is only 16 Russian Vyorst, 16 Russian miles from Brest-Litovsk, which is Brisk, and when he came there, and he was in Kamenets before the First World War, he used to visit periodically a Yotzei V'Nichnas. He entered the house of Reb Chaim in Brisk and, of course, discussed matters of learning. And he also went to see his old chavrusa, Reb Shimon, who then was a rav in Bryansk, in a shtot, in a shtetl, Reb Shimon Bryansk, before he became famous later of establishing the great yeshiva of Shari Torah in Godna. So that's my connection with the Soloveitchik family, the Beis HaRav, because my father sent me Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan. I spent 7 years in succession in the yeshiva, entering post-high school because I never went to yeshiva before. I had private learning. In Newark, New Jersey, there was no such thing as a day school or post-high school or anything of that sort. But I was fortunate to have a great rav, a mechaber of Sforim, Rav Mendelson Zal, who was my personal teacher for years. So I was a bit prepared to enter the yeshiva. And my purpose, above all, was not only to get a complete education of Torah and of Mada, of the other disciplines in the world, but the emphasis, the priority, the first thing, the rishon of everything was learning Torah. It was a great opportunity. And it must be said at that time that I had magisterial teachers of Torah of all sorts, of different nuances in their method of teaching. And the Rav himself said, I heard him say it in this auditorium at a Chag HaSmicha. It must have been in the late 40s when the Rav at that time was always the major speaker at the Chag HaSmicha. He cried out. And at that time, I thought, what a declaration. He said, Mir hoben die größte Rashi Yeshivas in the Welt. We have the greatest Rosh Yeshivas in the world. And being here over Shabbos and being knowing what's going on Yeshiva, I say the same thing. Mir hoben die größte Rosh Yeshivas in the Welt. Still conscious, I have a couple of minutes left. Now, after being 7 years in the yeshiva, receiving smicha, and smicha then was a real confrontation in a room where we're sitting, the Rav Zal, Rav Shatzke Zal, who was my Rebbe for 2 years, the Lomzer Rav, a remarkable Pikeach Otzum, a Gon Olam, and Dr. Belkum, who was extraordinary, but Talmud Chacham, and all participated in trying to tear apart the applicant for smicha. But I emerged, Baruch Hashem, unscathed. And after a while, I entered the first kollel. I am a member, and I think Rav Tendler, Zayin Gesund, who was a contemporary of mine in yeshiva, I'm proud to be called his contemporary. He was a member of that first kollel, which started at the end of 1950. And it was monitored very closely by the Rav Zal, who came in to give shiurim, especially to the kollel and to his regular shiur. So that's my connection with the yeshiva. But it must be said that the secular education that I received, and this I know from my own personal experience, after being in the American rabbinate, and I called American rabbinate myself, and we use a military term, I have been in the trenches of the American rabbinate. I'm not sitting, Baruch Hashem, people can sit in the world of academia, all power to them, Tov Aleihem Bracha, but I had to sit in those trenches to face all those problems, and so not only the mastery of Torah, which I try to do as much as possible out of the yeshiva to use it as greater momentum for learning, but also the secular education, those classical things, literature and all, and speaking to audiences, congregations, I was able to blend in that knowledge under the umbrella, under the really the womb of Torah. As Chazal have said, Yefef Yuso shall Yefes be all or shall shame. That the beauty, whatever beauty there is in that outside world, should be contained in the tent, in the overwhelming Mishkan of learning Torah. That has been my ideal to combine that, and I've always remained a curious person. Curious in trying to get more mastery of Torah, at the same time to understand how I can relate those secular things to the Torah learning that I have gained in years in the Rabbanus. What I must say as a private direction to the Mismachim, once one of the great teachers later that came to yeshiva was a Rav in Borough Park, the late Rabbi Harry Wahlberg, Zecheinu Levracha, once described two categories of Mismachim. One is a balabata sherov, a rov who is balabatish, you know, he's good with the congregation, and a rabbonish balabos, a rabbinic layman. Now, I know in the Mismachim you'll have both kinds. Try to be both in the full sense of the word. Know your boundaries and how to relate to the congregation. And with that, with the inspiration of all that you have learned in the yeshiva, the Torah, the midos, the mastery of direction and all of the other disciplines, that should be your goal, especially now that you've received smicha. I once heard from a musmach of Reb Yitzchak Elchanan Zal, whose yahrzeit is today. We had a musmach for Reb Yitzchak Elchanan in Newark, New Jersey, who at a very young age received smicha. So he wondered, how come he got smicha at an early age? So he said, Reb Yitzchak Elchanan said to him, I'm giving you smicha. That's the beginning of your mastery of learning. That should give you the momentum to go into the great worlds in the depth and the comprehensive knowledge of Torah. And that's what you have received today. So whatever it's worth, my humble blessing that you should go from chayil to chayil, musmachim of all shades, of all directions, of all disciplines, but you should go to that ideal, as is explained, we say, Torah Hashem Tamima. The Torah of Hashem is complete. Meshivas Nefesh. Meshivas Nefesh does not only mean it quickens the soul, but I think from the name of Shamsha Mefer said, Meshivas is a Lashon Meshiv. It answers all of the questions that we have in life. So I hope that you will be blessed with that ideal. Go from Chayil to Chayil, Chazak V'Amatz. I thank you very much for this great award. Time.